Here we are at the Daily Devotional in the third hour on a Friday because of the Oasis of Worship. By the way, just in case you missed that, I have left a comment on the Worship Radio 247 Facebook page, not the group, the page, and I'd love you to tell me if you enjoyed the Oasis of Worship. Anyway, let's turn to Scripture now. We're looking at a subject matter of revival now. We are praying for this, we're praying for revival, and I'm looking at as many scriptures as I can concerning revival. And this is what the Lord says in Matthew, the 24th chapter, and verse 24, and verse 14, he says this: "And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come." If you've got your Bible, I want you to underline the words "throughout the whole world" and then to underline the word "all" in "all nations." Let's just see what Jesus was talking about when he was bringing this particular subject up. He was talking to his disciples. He was talking to them privately. Listen to this. From verse 3, it says, "Later, Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives. His disciples came to him privately and said, 'Tell us what will happen. Tell us when all this will happen. What sign will signal your return and the end of the world?' Jesus told them, 'Don't let anyone mislead you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world. But all this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come. Then you will be arrested, persecuted, and killed. You will be hated all over the world because you are my followers. And many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. Sin will become rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come." Beloved, I love this. I love this so much. Jesus is telling us very clearly what is going to happen. Now, Jesus himself doesn't even know when the end is going to come. He has no idea. Only the Father has that information. But he does know the birth pains, if you will. He knows what's going to happen. And Jesus here talks about wars and rumors of wars. Nation will war against nation, kingdom against kingdom. He talks about famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world. That is happening now, beloved. That is happening right now. And then he says, you'll be arrested. Now, I don't think he means that everyone is going to be arrested. He's talking about a few people will be arrested. And I was talking about that in the Hour One Nugget today. And I said, what would happen to you if you were arrested and you were told that they would let you go if you would renounce Jesus? How would you feel? What would you do? It happened years ago. What would you do in that situation? Jesus says, you will be arrested, persecuted, and killed. You will be hated all over the world because you are my followers. And then he says, many, many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. He keeps using this word, many, 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 many. Not few, but many, beloved. Sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many, again that word many, will grow cold. And then he says, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Is that going to be you? You know, I think that if revival were to happen in our hearts right now, it would galvanize us. It would make darn sure that we are not going to turn away. Beloved, I have been in a revival. I have actually felt the revival. I remember back in 1994 at Stoneleigh, there was a revival happening there. The Spirit of God was everywhere. It was just magnificent. Within a couple of years, my heart had grown cold again. You see, it's very easy. You think you are strong in the faith. You think you've got it all together and sewn up. But beloved, the world crushes in on us. And if we are not careful, we will be taken out. We have got to be so careful and on our guard. We have got to stay faithful to the end. The Bible says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Beloved, it is so important that we stay close to Almighty God. And I'm going to tell you this. I was looking at the figures of people who were listening today when I began the live show, and I spoke to Cindy, and I said to Cindy, "You know what? I'm really disappointed with the numbers of people that are listening." And she said, "It's okay, let the Father build the numbers." And as I'm speaking to you now, I feel Almighty God saying to me, "Don't grow cold." And this is why I have allowed you to create Worship Radio 247. So that you can worship whenever you want and you won't go cold. This worship, beloved, helps so very much. I know you need to hear the word as well, but worship is so important, and it is what is so badly lacking in the church today. Some of the worship is nothing more than pathetic. It's not worship at all. It's just a bunch of people singing songs and it means nothing. It's not an intimacy with God Almighty. I'm sorry that I am feeling very emotional now, because it's the truth. I just cannot understand why people cannot fall in love with God through worship. But they can. They can if they will only try. Beloved, the word says very clearly, and the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. You know what? Broadcasting on the internet, everybody in the world now has access to the internet. Everybody in the world now has access to the internet if they want it. It is possible. That means people around the globe can now hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not saying they've got to turn on to Worship Radio 247. I'm saying there is so much gospel available on the internet now. But on this radio network and on this station and in this ministry, we are passionate about worship. Beloved, believe me when I say to you, if you keep worshiping day by day by day by day, when the end comes, you will be in glory. Why? Because you will have succeeded in running that race right to the end. And maybe this revival is going to happen on this radio station. And it will be spread abroad in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to continue worshiping now, beloved. This is Kathy Burton. And this is Mighty to Save. And this is the most appropriate song that could be. You listen to this now.